This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration is now in its 10th day after Congress failed to agree on future funding. One major sticking point is whether the federal government would continue to help pay for air service to some rural communities. As NPR's David Shaper reports, those subsidies keep commercial flights to some small towns that otherwise would not get them.
It's a pretty average Monday at the Bradford Regional Airport in rural northwestern Pennsylvania.
I believe there are six or eight on the morning flight and about five or seven on the mid-afternoon flight, and our evening flight will be about six again.
That's about six passengers flying into Bradford on each of three Continental Connection flights today. And airport manager Tom Frangello says about an equal number are flying out to Cleveland, where the flights originate. And to help keep Continental from losing money on the service, the federal government subsidizes these flights at a cost of about $1 million a year. It's part of the Essential Air Service Program, which subsidizes commercial flights to more than 200 rural airports nationwide at a cost of nearly $200 million. Critics call the program the poster child for wasteful government spending.
Some of the flights we're flying, the airlines are flying planes as small as eight seats, and sometimes those aren't even full.
Eric Zimmerman is a senior policy analyst at Taxpayers for Common Sense. He says in some cases, flying those half-empty planes can cost taxpayers quite a bit.
I think the largest is an airport in Nevada where each passenger is subsidized to the tune of $3,700 every time they step on the plane to take one of these flights.
And Zimmerman says several of the tiny airports getting subsidized air service are less than a two-hour drive from a medium or large hub airport. Zimmerman and others are calling for the whole Essential Air Service program to be eliminated. House Republicans took a step in that direction in passing a bill to extend the FAA's authority to operate. The plan would cut subsidies for 13 airports, including those that are less than 90 miles from a hub and those getting subsidies that cost more than $1,000 per passenger. But supporters say the Essential Air Service program is a vital transportation link to rural areas and critical to their economic development. For example, while Bradford, Pennsylvania is just under 90 miles from Buffalo, New York, Airport Director Tom Frangello says it's not an easy drive, especially when it snows.
We're a community in northwestern Pennsylvania with very harsh winters, with very hot mountainous terrain, and we have no interstate access.
And Frangello says demand for the flights is starting to rise as energy companies expand oil and natural gas development operations in western Pennsylvania, to the point where he says the airport might soon be able to offer commercial air service without subsidies. Republican Congressman Glenn Thompson's Pennsylvania district includes Bradford and another airport on the list to be cut. He says he's as fiscally conservative as anyone, but he insists subsidies for rural air service are a good return on the investment.
And so I obviously disagree with the individuals who do not support rural America, do not support rural airports. Under their philosophy, maybe we shouldn't even be paving roads in rural America because there's fewer people to drive on them.
And Thompson then adds this: cutting the Essential Air Service subsidies to those 13 airports would save about $16 million a year. But with the FAA unable to collect airline ticket taxes during this shutdown, the government is losing almost twice that, $30 million a day. And the entire amount of revenue lost during the FAA shutdown thus far is $200 million and counting. That's more than the entire rural air service program costs in a year. David Shaper, NPR News.